What's up, everybody? Rasathiad here in Singapore. Thank you so much for joining me on the Night Owl podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys here, mostly because for those of you who know me, you know I'm actually going back through my life in the past year, recapping the things that I've experienced, the things that I've learned, the harsh truths that I've had to face, and those were either by experience or vicariously through other people as I have conversations. So this time, I actually want to get into the idea of the fact that usually if things are pretty much rosy, you have all your ducks in a row, you have all the resources you need at your disposal, you will put up with some stuff that ordinarily, if you were at rock's bottom and you don't have the resources at your fingertips and you're running out of patience and running out of time to get the things that you need to get done, you're less likely to put up with some things at that point. So for me, it's kind of like a concept of when it rains, it pours. I usually am very easygoing. I try to make the people who are involved with me or around me, their lives as easy as possible. I try to take care of them the best way that I can, but it's always in the hopes that them feeling comfortable means that they will also want to take care of me and keep me around for longer because it's fun and safe and, you know, a feeling of lovingness that they feel when they're around me. So that's my idea of how people would react, because honestly, that's how I react. But I also know enough to know that the world around me is not a reflection of who I am, it's just the world around me. And as much as I would like to see the rosy side of life, not everyone does that. So for most people, they are quite cynical and they are sarcastic and they are looking for the left shoe to drop and they're looking for the rug to be pulled out from under them. And so they look at everything with a measure of suspicion, I believe. And for me, I can't afford to do that. I've tried that. That lifestyle was very, very stressing, and it was a lot of energy that was kind of hemorrhaging out of me at the time, and I realized that I can't live like that. That's not sustainable. So I put it aside in favor of the rose-colored glasses because, well, let's face it, why not? Why not? Why couldn't we create such an environment where life is, you know, sustainable and loving and encouraging and motivation and, you know, inspirational? Why not? I would rather believe in that than rather to believe in a cruel and unusual form of punishment that we call life here on Earth at the moment. So, with that being said, I've realized that in my ignorance, my chosen ignorance, because I don't want to look at all those bad things, I want to see the good in everybody, I realize that I put up with a lot. I will allow people to make mistakes. I will allow people to disrespect me. I will allow people to be themselves naturally and try my very best not to shut them down or correct them because, let's face it, no one actually likes any kind of feedback, especially the kind that says, don't do this, stop doing that. This thing that you do hurts me. And usually the retort that I get is, oh, well, you being hurt by something I do is not my problem. You got to deal with it. And in a way, yes, that is true, and that is where I start to do my shadow work, but most people are like, oh no, you are actually 100% responsible for the way you treat me because that is a reflection of your inner turmoil and not a reflection of how I care for you. So, herein lies the dilemma. Am I right? Are they right? Who is right? Is there a right? I don't know. But the point being that I took it upon myself to strengthen my demeanor, I don't know, my defenses, to make sure that whatever it is that I find is a trigger for me, I am slowly making sure that it no longer affects me the way that it used to. I am strengthening myself. I'm reinforcing my own internal boundaries, and I'm starting to reframe everything that happens so that whatever the story is that's happening around me, I can make sure that it doesn't knock me to my knees, wind me to a point where I can't really catch my breath again, or leave me in a curled up corner crying because I really, really am upset. So for me, when someone tells me something and it triggers me into a state of feeling disrespected or unappreciated, I try really hard to make sure that I give myself what I think I need, that I was actually hoping would come from outside of myself, so that I no longer need it from outside myself. So maybe I'm insane for thinking that way, but this is the way I take things. But I also know the general public does not take it that way, and they would rather retort back and use the things that they know about the other person against them in order to even the playing field. It's almost like a tit-for-tat situation. But I also know I'm capable of that, and if I were to resort to those kinds of measures, I would create more drama than I would solve anything. So, me, I turn the pressure internally, and I try to make sure that I can become impervious to the things that used to once upset me, and it forces me to ask some really deep questions. But back to the point at hand, when I have all the resources, let's talk money for a moment. When I have $100 in my account. It's not a lot, but it's a lot to me. I can do a lot with $100. If I have $100 in my account and you ask me to pay for something that you are struggling to pay for yourself, I have no problem with that because I know I have plenty left over that I could do other things with. But when you stop asking or checking in with me to make sure that I have the resources necessary to take care of you, and you assume that I already have them, and you continually ask for me to take care of your responsibilities for you, it shows a level of neglect. And as I'm saying this, I also know that there is a way that my brother could take this personally as well and see that I am using him and I'm not taking care of my own responsibilities because I do depend on him to help me out financially at the moment. But I also know that this is not a forever and ever thing, and I am very conscious of how much money he has at his disposal to be able to help me out. So while I am talking to you about a situation that I encounter with other people, I also know that I am in the same kind of a relationship with my brother when it comes to monetary support. So when it comes to tolerating other people's behavior, how much are you willing to tolerate when you have enough? Versus how much are you suddenly willing to speak up for the boundaries that you should have set a while ago when you don't have anything? And that's the part that I wanted to point out. I didn't realize how bad it was until I had a chance to say no for the first time. I hate saying no. I really, really do. And it's an internal boundary thing. I don't like saying no because of the way people react when you do say no. I don't like denying people the comforts that they're used to or accustomed to. And I don't like making them feel like they're not welcome because I suddenly can't provide the way I have been providing. And it's not a personal choice that I'm saying that I can't. It's suddenly a lack of means. But people tend to take things personally and then tend to judge you for how that reflects on your ability to take care of them. So as much as I would like to think that every adult can and will take their responsibilities seriously and make sure that they are always in a position to manage for themselves, sometimes they are hard on their luck, and I don't ever feel like kicking people when they're down, and so I try to give people the benefit of the doubt as much as possible. But that also means that why should I only wait until I'm in dire straits to suddenly set boundaries? And I don't know about you, but usually it's when you're backed into a corner that you finally speak up for yourself, lash out at people, or finally tell them that what they're doing is incorrect and inappropriate and actually is a drain on your entire system, rather than when you have the means and have the time and are in a good place where you would tell them that then. Why is it like that? I don't understand. And it comes down to human needs and basic instinct and, you know, how people react to you in general. But somehow I feel like that's something that needs to be explored a little bit more, and perhaps I will in, you know, upcoming episodes, but something to ponder there, definitely. The boundaries that I should have established a long time ago, I find I only establish or enforce when I'm down on my luck and really have nothing left to give. So that, I think, causes problems and is probably one of the reasons why my marriage failed. But looking back right now and finding myself back in a similar situation, I definitely want to ponder this or discuss this a little bit more, and with more research, I'm sure I'll come up with another episode that might actually shed some light on it. But in the meantime, I would love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and with that being said, till the next time, I'll catch you later.